It's The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
All right, it's time for the high five at 5:30, where we bring to the spotlight positive things going on in the world of sports.
High five!
I would like to go first this time, if you wouldn't mind, Tommy.
Oh, you know, all that buildup, I thought I'd just kind of get mine out of the way and get to the good stuff.
All right.
Like, the major golf tournament, how the Tiger Woods is going to win the tournament, the guy just kind of putts out so Tiger can have the spotlight. I just want to give this to you.
All right, go for it.
High five.
High five, Golden State Warriors. Down 103-97 after basically leading the entire game to come back with three threes to win the game. Mind you, there were many miscues within the last 2.5 minutes. I mean, there was a backcourt. There was an offensive foul that they called on Cousins, which you'd think that the refs would be swallowing the whistle at that point. But just, I told you yesterday, it's tough to beat the champion. It's tough to knock them out. And you saw that. They looked exhausted. They looked like they were done. I mean, 103-97, the place was erupting. Toronto calls a timeout to rest the players, I guess. Kawhi was on a streak of his own, a run of his own. And they just kind of came out and couldn't put them away.
It's crazy, huh?
They had them. And just the
couldn't
threes. Draymond Green, who I said was the glue of the team, and on text line said Draymond Green is not the glue of the team. That dude is...
Who's the glue of the team then?
It's Draymond Green.
Oh, okay, yeah. Who else would
there be? The block at the end of the game. It was a fantastic basketball game, but it just goes to show how hard it is to close out not only a team, but a champion. I mean, just the pressure. We saw it the other night with the Blues. The Blues felt the pressure to win it in front of their own crowd. And I think Toronto was kind of victims of that as well. But they overcame Durant's injury. I hate when the Nuggets have to play them because they're chock full of all-stars, but it was impressive what they pulled off last night.
High five!
My high five goes to, I know I'm going to mispronounce it, but I'm going to try my best. Sukanya Chor Sharayang. Sukanya Chor Sharayang. And again, I know I mispronounced it. Now, who is? Let's just call her Suki.
I like that. Who is she?
She's the goalie for Thailand.
Okay.
I'm giving her a high five.
High five!
Now, you might say, why are you giving somebody who lost 13-0 as the goaltender a high five? But
high five!
The Americans were outshot Thailand 39-2. Suki probably has PTSD right now.
She had 26 saves?
No. I guess so.
No, shots on goal, shots versus shots on goal, I think are different. How many saves did she have?
You're correct about that.
I saw her make one save with just her chest. She was on her knees, no arms, just with her chest blocked a shot.
I'm not exactly sure how many times she stopped a goal from happening, but being outshot 39-2 in anything is going to be difficult. Facing 39 shots in a soccer match is unprecedented. It is the biggest blowout ever in World Cup history.
This is a goalie slap shot when he's going crazy because he's just been peppered the whole game.
So I want to just give a high five.
High five!
To Suki. Now, her teammates were crying on the field, and Alex Morgan made sure to give her a hug after the match was over. Meanwhile, the U.S. women were having choreographed dances and celebrations, not on goal 7 or 8. They weren't doing world-class celebrations on goals 9 and 10, nor did they stop at 11 and 12, but even on goal 13, they were celebrating like it was the 4th of July.
High five!
And Suki just stood in there as brave as could be, including a goal that the U.S. women scored in stoppage time. Like, 12 wasn't enough. Can't give a high five to the U.S. women on this one. They've got a dominant team, and they should be fun to watch for sure. But there's something, Tommy, about just, you know, hanging in there. When obviously
was she hanging in there? Was she making great saves?
She was there.
She was keeping them in the game.
High five.
She was there.
They could not clear the ball.
They couldn't do anything.
The ball was within 30 feet of Suki at all times.
So congratulations to Suki for doing the best you could under ridiculous circumstances.
These are supposed to be positive things. High five.
Isn't a positive thing?
I didn't see many her teammates giving her a high five after the game.
What? Don't even start that it was her fault.
She let in 13 goals.
Well,
high five.
I would always ask you guys, what do you think of the Raiders? And you guys would always say, love the Raiders. Couldn't have won like 13 out of 14 games in your career without them. Like, you probably don't hate the Raiders, right?
No, we needed them.
Yeah. It came through for you.
We needed the W's when you can get them.
Right. So what? The Raiders. We love playing the Raiders. This is not just a participation trophy, Tommy.
Sounds like it.
It kind of is.
High five!
All right, this is the Drive on the Fan.
Now back to the Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
I don't.
You want to amend your...
Should I take my high five back? We're watching the highlights of
that. That was the Mallory Pugh goal.
Oh, that's sweet. Lefty. Yeah. Left-footed. Nice job, Mallory. That made it 13-0?
12. That was, I think, 11th or 12th.
We're watching highlights of Suki and the Thailand goalkeeper.
She did make 8 saves.
She did. All right, she let a few through that maybe she could have challenged a
couple
little bit
soft
better.
Ones.
But, I mean, think of the mental pressure.
Pressure.
How the Rockies going to do tonight?
Second time around for Lambert. He owned them. They had to have seen video. But seeing him up close in person, but they never adjusted. He went around the order 3 times with him, and he, but that was in Chicago. Who's starting for, who's starting for Chicago?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Not sure. We can effort that. A-dum-dum-dum-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Love to see him take 2 or 3.
La-dee-da-da-da. Dum-da-dum-dum-dum. How important is this for you to know who's starting?
I know Lester's not. Darvish pitched yesterday. Yeah, of course it matters who's starting the game.
How slow can I go trying to figure this out? We got Jose Quintana. Lefty. All right, I got it. Against Peter Lambert, the legend.
Quintana.
Peter the legend Lambert against Jose Quintana.
It's a huge trade for the Cubs spec. Was that last year they got him from White Sox?
He lost to him on Thursday after giving up 3 runs with 4 strikeouts and no walks and 7 1/3.
Yeah, see, Lambert's, his ERA was high.
Oh, wait, they matched up last Thursday. This is round 2. Like me and Sanders.
I'm just going to go Cubs.
Dude, really?
What? I didn't even know who's starting for the Cubs.
So depressing all the time.
Lambert's ERA was high in Albuquerque, the PCL, a tough place to pitch.
Seriously, yeah.
I'm not going to be there, so...
Warning.
Right.
Negative Nancy alert.
We got a catching adjustment because Quintana's a lefty, so Ionetta's going instead of Porn Stash. Desmond, yes. Ryan McMahon, not Brendan Rodgers. I like Ryan McMahon, by the way. He's got some tools, man. That kid's got some skills. I'm just not sure what they're gonna do with him in the long term, but how much longer does Charlie have? What do you think?
What does his contract say?
I'm not sure.
I think he's got at least a couple years left in his contract.
Is that right? Yeah. You think he's got a couple more years left?
Yeah, he's kind of breaking down a little bit, but it's hard to say. It's baseball. It's hard.
It is hard to say, yeah.
Hell, he could go play in the American League in DH.
Chase a championship.
Get 10 more years.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a free agent in 2024? Wow.
I'd say he's got 4 more years or so.
Jeez. Charlie's 37 right now?
No, he'll be 37.
Oh my God.
Yeah, then he can go to the American League.
Yeah, and probably
squeeze
do all right.
Out a couple more.
Yeah. Play a little first base.
No, I think he's comfortable here. He just, you know, he's like Todd Helton, doesn't want to win a World Series and is very happy to just play for the Rockies.
We'll see. We'll see.
Because that's all athletes. You just want to be comfortable.
We'll see in a couple years. I like your guy, Raymond Bourque. He wanted to win.
Raymond Bourque was traded.
You have just no right to say anything because you won Super Bowl championships in your first within your first 6 years.
What do you mean I have no right?
You have nothing to compare it to.
You have to. You're telling me Tony Romo and Todd Helton did not want to win championships based on one, Todd Helton didn't want to go anywhere else but play for the Rockies.
Yeah.
And Tony Romo could have played longer.
Yes. And?
This is what you're basing it on.
On those
Tony
guys,
Romo
yeah.
wasn't healthy anymore. Todd Helton was he was idolized here. Why would you want to leave? You went to a World Series.
Don't forget about Joe Thomas. I put Joe Thomas in that mix as well. Joe Thomas had his opportunities. He wanted to stay in Cleveland. That dude chose San Antonio that one game.
Ridiculous. That's the worst thing. You've said ridiculous things, but that may be the most ridiculous.
Because this is how fans look at it.
So the Rockies fans were pissed off.
Here's what
that Todd Helton stayed playing for the Rockies because he didn't want to win a championship. He didn't want to win a World Series. Todd Helton didn't.
No. You're misconstruing what I'm saying. Fans love Todd Helton. Fans love Joe Thomas. Fans want their heroes to stay around as long as humanly possible. There's a lot of... Carlos Gonzalez got a thundering standing ovation yesterday.
But he didn't want to win.
Because
he stayed...
No, Cargo ran out of juice. He didn't have any choice anymore. I mean, that happens as well. Sometimes you don't have a choice. Sometimes you can't do anything. You can't do anything about it. Cargo was unemployed until he was signed to a minor league deal.
It's bizarre to me that you think that because a guy stays in one city for his career, that he doesn't want to win a championship.
I'm sure he wants to
He
win.
Wants to be part of the change. Joe Thomas wanted to be part of the change.
Joe Thomas just liked Cleveland.
Tony Romo felt like when he was healthy... The Cowboys had a chance to win a Super Bowl.
But don't you realize sometimes you need to move on from some of those bedrock players to initiate change?
Like Kevin Durant did. And a lot of NBA fans.
Huh? What do you mean?
Kevin Durant went to Golden State to win a championship.
Yes. He wanted to win a championship.
He was assured of a championship. Basically.
A great shot at one, yeah. Yes. And he got it.
And the fans think less of him because of that.
Oklahoma City fans do. They love him in San Francisco. Hold on. Are you telling
You're
me?
You're insane.
Are you telling me Bruins fans think less of Raymond Bourque? Seriously. You think less of him, but do you really think Bruins fans? You're so wrong on
he
this.
He was
it's
traded.
Ridiculous.
He was traded.
That's what I'm talking about. He signed off on a trade.
So you said Tony Romo should have forced his way out of Dallas to go play for whatever. It's such a guessing game in the NFL. Joe Thomas should have forced his way out of Cleveland.
To Tony Romo.
To go guess on which team is going to win the championship.
Should have signed off with his agent that it's okay for me to be traded. Yes. And then I'm sure the Cowboys or the Browns would have tried to accommodate him.
The Browns. He was... Trade me to the Browns because I want to win a championship. Me and Joe Thomas are going to form this duo here.
What are you talking about?
You said Tony Romo signed off with a trade to the Browns.
No. Joe Thomas would have to agree with the Browns to be traded somewhere. And the Browns would have done it in a heartbeat.
The only one that makes sense is Kevin Durant going to Golden State because he was assured of the championship.
Well, you haven't said anything about Raymond Bourque.
He was traded.
I'm asking you how the Bruins fans feel about Raymond Bourque.
I don't like it. That's just me.
We're going to have fun tomorrow with Emmanuel Sanders in here.
Tony Romo has passion for the game, man. He wanted to win. His body failed.
All right. I disagree, but...
You think he's completely healthy right now.
I'll text you later, and we can maintain this dialogue and friendship. We can continue to be close.
And why more?
You're gonna watch
Tony Romo on.
You're going to watch... Let's get Tony Romo on. Let's get Tony Romo on.
We'll talk to Emmanuel tomorrow about that.
Well, no,
he's won a Super Bowl.
He's in a totally different situation. Once you get your championship, it's time to get paid.
Tony Romo got paid.
Yeah, by CBS. We got to go.
It's ridiculous.
We got to go. And because we got to go to hear more of us. The Drive Reloaded is coming up next.